News. I'm Bill Bitka. Father and son reunion. Elian Gonzalez, snatched by federal agents from the Miami home of his relatives, has now been reunited with his father. Separated nearly 5 months, they're getting together at Andrews Air Force Base in Washington. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is with us live.
At this base where the president's plane is protected around the clock, the boy taken from Miami in a blanket is now being wrapped in a protected cocoon. CBS News has been told he and his father, Juan Miguel, will remain here for at least a couple of days to become reacquainted, to prepare for what could be a long stay in the United States while court appeals go on. A small, quiet group of demonstrators is here, nothing at all like the passionate protesters who've been camped out in Miami. Live at Andrews Air Force Base, outside Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The raid where federal agents took the boy happened before dawn. It was chaotic. The boy wasn't hurt, according to Attorney General Janet Reno, who says the raid was the only way.
After negotiating through the night, I informed the parties that time had run out.
Reno says the federal agents who entered the great uncle's home had to be armed because of information that there might be guns, perhaps in the crowd, perhaps in the house. Reno says the raid took 8 agents, 3 minutes. The Attorney General, speaking in Washington, says every step that could be taken to make for a negotiated settlement was taken. After Elian Gonzalez was seized, praise for the government's action from the boy's father. His attorney, Gregory Craig, says the child will stay here and not run from the U.S.
Juan Gonzalez has made a commitment to remain in the United States during this appeal, and he will live up to that commitment.
A federal order keeps the boy here for now. If there's relief in one quarter, there is anger and bitterness in another. Anti-Castro demonstrators have reacted with shock, dismay, and volatile passion. CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano is on the streets of Little Havana and with us live.
Demonstrators have taken to the streets here of Little Havana, horns flaring, flags waving, others on foot, marching down streets, blocking traffic. Police have sealed off 35 square blocks around the Gonzalez home and have turned out here
at
the intersection. Some in riot here as protesters crowd onto corners. At one major intersection, debris was set on fire. Cars pelted, windshields broken, arrests made. Some ran up onto a major Miami highway, 836, blocking traffic. These are isolated incidents. Police are out in force as these people remain loud and angry. Reporting live from Little Havana, Lou Miliano, CBS News, Miami.
There is one moment of the raid captured in a photograph. The boy in the arms of one of the fishermen who rescued him at sea, and a federal agent with a gun. The White House says the raid has the support of President Clinton. The president is due to make remarks within the next 15 minutes or so. This is CBS News.
Help.
Yeah. Check it out now. See, from the day I was born, I was misunderstood. I ain't no good because I was raised in the hood.
He was raised in Beverly Hills.
Did what I had to, cause I had to eat. I dropped out of school and hit the street.
He has a master's degree in business.
See, my life is hard. It ain't easy being me. That's why I go by the name RFMC. Ow!
His real name is Harold Garinger III. Around here, things aren't always what you'd expect. Like the Mercedes-Benz C-Class. It starts at under $33,000. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz retailer for details.
MSRP for C-Class starting at $32,395. Includes $645 transportation charge. Excludes all taxes, title, license, and options. Retailer price may vary.
Test drive the affordable Mercedes-Benz of your dreams at your Mercedes-Benz center or see them on the World Wide Web at mbsocal.com.
Federal agents did not fire during the final showdown at Waco, according to the preliminary results of the siege recreation that was undertaken last month at Fort Hood. This morning, St. Louis Post-Dispatch said investigators have found that the flashes, which some contended were gunfire, were in fact produced by sunlight reflecting off debris. It's an environmental milestone, Earth Day 2000, an event now 30 years old. On the National Mall, thousands of people have expected the event to be hosted by Leonardo DiCaprio. They'll be using soybeans and something called biodiesel to run stage lights and even musical instruments. Biodiesel is cooking oil. Repeating our lead story, federal marshals have seized Elian Gonzalez from his Little Havana home in Miami. They broke into the great uncle's home in a pre-dawn raid. The young boy was crying as he was rushed out. He is now at Andrews Air Force Base, where his father is. The White House says the raid has the support of President Clinton, and the president is due to have some remarks to make about Elian Gonzalez within the next 15 minutes or so. I'm Bill Fitka, CBS News.